I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. International Christian Concern confirms an earlier report of 30 Christians being arrested in Eritrea. A prayer meeting was raided by police, says ICC's Jonathan Racho, who is baffled by the arrests. Many human rights observers have accused Eritrea of human rights violations, but Eritrean officials continue to deny that they're violating the religious freedoms of their people. Even so, Racho says the underground church is growing.
People are coming to Christ because people are desperate. Because there is a rampant poverty and starvation and all that, and people are finding hope in Jesus Christ, and they know that's the only hope that they have.
Next, despite laws preventing conversion, Muslims are turning to Christ in what's being called an amazing move of the Spirit in northern Algeria. Pastor Youssef Jacob with Operation Mobilization reports churches that grow 820% a year. Jacob says the Kabylie region has a church in every village or town, and with all the new Christians, training is needed. Jacob says funding is desperate.
If we fail to train, disciple, and empower the Algerian church today, I believe it will be one of the biggest mistakes in the history of mission to Muslim world.
And a two-year rat infestation is threatening lives in Chin, Myanmar. According to Gospel for Asia-supported missionaries, the rat plague has wiped out 75% to 80% of its crops. Myanmar's military junta, meanwhile, is denying access to international aid organizations. GFA is able to help somewhat because their national missionaries are already on the ground. GFA leaders request prayer for the Lord's intervention and protection. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded Mission News coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.